It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds lost to the Phillies on Monday night at Great American Ballpark. Final score 7-0. It was just too much Ranger Suarez for Cincinnati. The Phillies starter shut the Reds out for 7 innings on just 2 hits. The Reds had just one runner reach third base. That was Ellie De La Cruz, but he was stranded, and Cincinnati didn't have a base runner after the 5th inning. Hunter Green pitched 7 innings for Cincinnati. He gave up runs on a sac fly in the 2nd and the 3rd. A ground ball plated a 3rd run in the 4th. JT Realmuto doubled home Kyle Schwarber in the 5th. And Casey Legamina, who was just called up on Monday, gave up a 3-run homer to Cody Clemens in the 9th. Time to get some final thoughts on this game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Chris, tough one today. The Reds ran into a buzzsaw on Ranger Suarez. They just didn't have an answer for the Phillies starter tonight.
You know, Tommy, when you don't hit, it looks like you're not trying sometimes. And that's how effective Ranger Suarez was. They couldn't hit his curveball. They couldn't hit his changeup. When they did hit it, there was a fielder there. The Phillies played pretty good defense behind him, but he just carved him up. And for a guy that topped that at 91 miles an hour, it leaves you scratching your head.
The good news for the Reds is they should be back to a full bullpen tomorrow, at least close to it, with the job that Hunter Green gave him tonight.
Well, he went deep into the ball game. 7 innings of baseball, but you have to ask yourself, would you rather see Hunter Green go 7 innings of 4-run baseball or 4 innings of 1-run baseball? That's kind of where we're at with Hunter Green right now. I thought he threw the ball better than his numbers eventually got to, but the Reds never really seemed like they were in this ball game because they just could not get any kind of flow going against Ranger Suarez.
Got to be able to figure out a way to dent the plate if you're going to win. The Reds couldn't do it tonight. Phillies did 7 times.
Well, they did 7 times, and they did, of course, later in the game with a home run by Cody Clemens, but, they pecked away at you, and they kind of took a page out of the Reds' book in that manner. Maybe the Reds can get a little traffic on the base pass tomorrow and run a little bit better and do the kind of game that David Bell has in store.
New day tomorrow night. Reds fall tonight 7-0 to the Phils.
All right, thank you, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Phillies on Monday night at Great American Ballpark 7-0, and now to the highlights. Hunter Green made the start for Cincinnati. He retired the Phillies in order in the top of the 1st with a pair of strikeouts. The Phils crossed the plate in the 2nd. With one out, Alec Bohm singled to left. He moved to 3rd on a Nick Castellanos single, and then Bryson Stott brought him in.
The 1-2 pitch. This ball is well hit to right, but he got it off the end. Fairchild is there to make the catch. His throw is coming home, and it's through. It's a good one, but safe is Alec Bohm sliding in around Stevenson's tag. Great effort by Stuart Fairchild and Wright. That throw was right on the money to Stevenson. He caught, slapped the tag down, and the Reds will not challenge, it doesn't appear. So the Phillies have a 1-0 lead on the sac fly to Wright.
Philly extended their lead by a run in the top of the 3rd. Number 9 hitter Johan Rojas led off with a triple to right, and he was flying around the base pass. Next up was leadoff man Kyle Schwarber.
The pitch is swung on. That'll do it. It's a high fly ball, lazily hit into medium depth center field to Bubba Thompson. Will catch and bring it on in, but by that time, Johan Rojas steps across home plate for run number 2 for the Phillies. So they lead 2-0 with one out in the 3rd inning.
Philly scored again off Green in the 4th with one out. Alec Bohm doubled. Castellanos singled, moving the runner to third base. And then Bryson Stott got the run home.
3-1 pitch. And this one's on the ground to the right side. Chance for 2 to 2nd. 1 on to 1st. Not in time. Stott can run. And he was hustling down the line right there, even though it was sharply hit. Espinal had to still go to his left to get to it. Got rid of it in a hurry and gave De La Cruz a great feed. He threw a rocket to 1st, but the Phillies have their 3rd run of the game.
Philly made it 4-0 in the 5th. Kyle Schwarber led off by drawing a walk. With one out, JT Realmuto stepped to the plate.
There's the pitch, and it's on the ground and fair over the third base bag and down the line into the corner it goes. Schwarber digging for third. Dusty Watson waving him home. De La Cruz with the relay. He will cut it off and hold on to it. It's an RBI double for JT Realmuto. The Phillies have scored single runs now in four straight innings to lead it 4-0.
Green pitched a perfect sixth inning and a perfect seventh, and that was it for the game. Seven innings, seven hits, four runs earned, two walks, six strikeouts, 99 pitches, 66, four strikes. While all this was going on offensively for Philly, on the mound, left-hander Ranger Suarez was keeping the Reds off the scoreboard. He allowed a base hit to Stuart Fairchild leading off the bottom of the first inning. But next up was Spencer Steer. He struck out, and Fairchild took off on the play to second base. He was ruled out because of batter's interference. Steer walked into fourth, but he was stranded. Christian Encarnacion Strand singled to lead off the fifth inning. Eli De La Cruz reached first base on a ground ball that forced CES at second. He moved to second on a fly ball to center field. De La Cruz then stole third base, but he was stranded when Martini popped up to the catcher for the third out. Suarez then pitched a perfect sixth and seventh inning, and his day was finished. Gregory Soto set the Reds down in order in the eighth. Casey Legamina, who was just called up on Monday when Frankie Montas went on the IL, pitched a 1-2-3 eighth for Cincinnati, but he had problems in the ninth. Castellanos reached on an error to begin the inning. Bryson Stott then walked. That brought Cody Clemens to the dish.
Payoff pitch, and Cody Clemens launches it to right field. It is deep, and it is gone. Clemens belted four home runs last year during his time with the Phillies, and now in his first game with the Phils this year, sends one into the right field seats for a three-run shot, and now it is suddenly 7-0 Phils.
Jeff Hoffman took over in the bottom of the ninth for Philadelphia. He struck out Bubba Thompson. Stuart Fairchild lined out to center field, and then he ended the game against Spencer Steer.
The Hoffs 1-2 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Down on strike, Spencer Steer, and that's all. Reds fall, 7-0 to the Phillies. The Reds get just two hits against the Phillies tonight as Philadelphia takes the series opener of this four-game series.
Reds lose 7-0. Here are the totals for Philadelphia. Seven runs on nine hits, no errors, five left on base. For Cincinnati, no runs, two hits, one error. They stranded two. Suarez the winner, 4-0. Green the loser, 0-2. No save in this game. One home run, Clemens number one. 2 hours and 2 minutes, 11,263 at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Phillies are 15-8 on the year. The Reds fall to 12-10 with the defeat. Time to hear from Reds starter Hunter Green.
Overall, I thought I pitched well. Did a lot better with attacking the zone, better with pitch count, so I was happy with that. But got to do a better job with getting the first guy out. I think that's what kind of threw off those three or four innings. It's tough when a guy hits a triple and trying to get three outs with a dude on third. So just got to be able to, stay in the attack mode and try and get those early outs. Yeah, I mean, being able to keep the pitch count at a minimum, being able to move the ball around, especially with this team, a great hitting team, I was really happy with that. Try to go as deep as I could, for the guys and try and keep the team in the game. But obviously came a little short with that. Yeah, I feel like I've been able to command it very well. It's been like a little inconsistent with velo like throughout the season thus far, but I feel like I've still been able to command it when the velo's been down a little bit, so it's definitely a good thing.
What was the key to the efficiency tonight?
Just staying the attack, being able to split the plate, not trying to be too fine with trying to hit the corners. I think in the past I've put a lot of pressure on myself with trying to be too perfect. So just, being able to trust myself, trust my pitches, and just split the plate in half and just attack. And halves, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Game two of this four-game series is Tuesday night as left-hander Andrew Abbott goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 1-2 with a 2.70 ERA. Left-hander Christopher Sanchez will pitch for Philly. He's 1-2, his ERA 2.93. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Phillies shut out the Reds 7-0. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.